what we're talking about is creating games out of your own environment. And we started just talking about elementary school games. And I was wondering if you could give me a description, you know, describe some, tell me about the games that you played as a girl. And this was where now?
This was in Cascade, Hanover.
Hanover?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And where's that?
That's in relation to Montego Bay. It's further. Ask me direction. I'm trying to think. It's about 2 hours ride from Montego Bay.
North, south?
West, I think it is. Yes, west. It's away from the ocean,
okay.
I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played, the games we played in the elementary schools were like, it's like the wolf. It's a game with one player that was a wolf, and the other player was a hen with all her chicks behind her.
Huh.
And it was like you would say the hen's out, you know, with all her chicks just going around, go about her business, and she would say, how much o'clock, Mr. Wolf? And he'd say 1 o'clock. How much o'clock, Mr. Wolf? 2 o'clock. And it'd go on until he'd say, dinner time. And then all the chicks gather behind the hen. And it's like the wolf would go, chick, 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 try to get the chicks. And they'd say, we don't want you dirty corn. And he'd go, chick, chick, dirty corn.
You don't want you dirty
corn. His corn. He's giving you corn.
Corn.
Rye. Corn. You know, and you know, you'd keep saying, you know, he'd go chick, 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 trying to lure you with the corn.
Mm-hmm.
And you would try, you know, and each time he tried to do that, you know, you would, all the chicks would say they didn't want it. And then
would it each chick go up to the wolf individually?
No, all the chicks are still standing in line.
They just chant, we don't want
to. Right, because they're all in line behind the wolf. It's something like, these kids know how you do it. Like Patrick's the come on, Kathy. Like Patrick's the hen.
Okay.
And everybody would, you know, all the chicks would stand behind. Come on, Kathy. And all the chicks would stand behind him like I'm the wolf, and I'd go, chick, chick, chick. And they'd all say, when I want your dirty corn, okay? I would all go, and then I'd say, well, I must have a chick. And he's always jumping in front of all of them, trying to protect them.
Yeah.
So then I'd go, and I must have a chick. And he'd say, and you can't get a chick, and I must have a chick, and you can't get a chick. And
you would, Patrick, you'd say, you can't get a chick.
And yeah, and I'd say, and I must have a chick. And he'd keep saying, and you can't get a chick. And he'd always keep that, and if anybody falls out of line and I happen to catch them, then that's my dinner.
Could you show me the game?
You remember how to play?
Yeah.
I remember I showed you guys. Yeah. And you'd have to say, how much o'clock, Mr. Wolf?
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, we go, what time is it, Mr. Wolf?
Yeah, well, you can say, what time is it, Mr. Wolf? Because you say the English way. Okay.
How much o'clock, Mr. Wolf?
1 o'clock.
How much o'clock, Mr. Wolf?
2 o'clock.
How much o'clock, Mr. Wolf?
Dinner time. And I, chick, chick, chick. I only
don't
have
want
a
to drink.
Right. Chick, chick, chick.
We don't want to
drink. But I must have a chick, and you can't get a chick. Must have a chick, and you say you can't get a chick.
Yeah.
Must have a chick,
and you can't get a chick.
And must have a chick, and you can't. And he's always protecting
uh-huh,
the chick.
Uh-huh,
and
right.
The ones that I catch,
uh-huh,
then that's my dinner. And then, you know, you change players.
And then you change players, and whoever gets caught would be
the wolf,
next
time.
Time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh,
yeah, that's one of the games we
uh-huh
used to play.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
When would you play that? At recess?
Yeah, recess.
Uh-huh.
We would play that at a recess. The thing we used to play was, it's like softball, but we played it with our hands. Yeah, the rules are basically the same, like softball.
Mm-hmm.
You have your bases,
mm-hmm,
and you have all your field players,
mm-hmm,
and you have the one person who pitches, but instead of using a baseball bat,
yeah,
and gloves and all that, we use our hand, and you just basically cut the ball with your hand.
Uh-huh.
And if you caught the person, they were out. Right. But the rules were basically the same. We used to play that.
What other kinds of chanting games and stuff like that?
Chanting games.
Red Rover, Red Rover. Did you ever play those?
No, other than like Little Sally Water. We used to play. Well, we had a lot of ringing.
Little Sally Water?
Yeah.
Okay, I know
it's new. Well, for us it was Little Sally Water.
Yeah, right.
It's basically. We played a lot of ring games.
Ring games like what?
In and out the window. It's where you have your circle, mm-hmm. and you have somebody is going in and out between the hands are linked, mm-hmm. and you have somebody keep going in and out.
And they're not linked to anybody.
Yeah, you're all linked. All the people in the circle are linked. And you go in and out the window, in again, in and out the window. And you stand and face a partner. And you sing that part, you have to stand and face a partner. And
what's
then
the song again?
And you go in and out the window, in again, in and out the window, in again, in and out the window, to see a rose again. And you stand and face your partner, stand and face your partner. And you do different things, like you bow before your partner, and then you, then you have to take your partner by the hand and you go around, then, you know, and then that person is their turn next. You know, after you go through the whole routine of...
So you go through the whole chain and then you start again?
Yeah.
And the idea is not to get the chain broken?
It's just, you know, you keep going until you, you know, you can either go back and depends on who's playing it. You know, you make up your rules as you go along. But you can either have
What kinds of rules did you make up as you went along?
Well, it's like, are we going to play where we're going to keep picking partners and each person has to stand out or they just stay in the ring or, you know, until mm-hmm. we play out everybody in the game. Mm-hmm. Or to make it long and just carry on, each person would, if you didn't have that many players, each person would just link back up for a circle.
Mm-hmm.
That was one ring game we played, and we played... Zim Zim Z. This one, kids used to play. Yeah.
What is it?
It's like if you're all sitting around, you're just sitting
Zim,
around.
Zim
Zim Z. Uh-huh. Yes, you're all sitting around and you go and then you start. You go Zim Zim Z. I'm Staggerly. Who stole the cookie from the cookie jar? Number one stole the cookie from the cookie jar.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Could it be?
Then who? And then she'd pick another number. And everybody has a number. And then she'll say, number two stole the cookie from the cookie jar. But if she chose your number, like if it's a big ring, everybody's
in.
And you pick somebody and they miss their number, they're out.
They're out. Right.
And you go, you start going fast, and then you have to think,
what number? And
you go, Zim Zim Z, I'm Staggerly. Who stole the cookie from the cookie jar? Number two stole the cookie from the cookie jar. Who, me? Yes, you. Good, me. Then who? Number six. And you have to think, what number am I?
Really? You have to really?
Yeah.
What a great...
You know, and if you can't come up with what number you are and you don't answer, then you're out.
Right. And how you do that on the recess ground too? Would you maybe do that on, say, at home too?
Yeah, we used to do that at home because we had, there was six. So you know, we played that like at nights. We'd sit around and do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of other games we used to sit around and play, just like that. You could just sit around and just do. I don't know. I can't think of any offhand right now. But we did, do those, and we had our ring games. I'm trying to think of any other ring games we used to have. We played the Soda Water like you do. We played the one about the ones that these kids also play. I'm trying to think. Bingo. We played bingo.
Mm-hmm.
We played.
What kinds of games did you play, say, in fourth grade?
Fourth grade. Fourth grade. Mm. Yeah.
Not what's taking me back. I can't think.
Fourth grade. What's fourth grade? That's elementary school.
When you were
school.
Nine, yeah.
Yeah, when you were elementary eight or nine. School, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the games, like I'm telling you now, like the ring games, we played most of the ring games. Because we didn't have, at recess, you know, you pretty much did what your own thing. Mm-hmm. You didn't have, you know, where you go out on a field.
Oh, no, yeah, no organized sorts of right. things. Well, I'm talking about all the things that weren't organized by the schools.
Yeah.
Only the allowance for time. Mm-hmm. You know, what did you have, 20-minute recess, 15-minute recess?
I think we had 15-minute recess.
Twice a day?
Twice a day, and an hour for lunch. Yeah. So after you had lunch, you still had the whole time
where
you could do whatever you wanted.
Were there things that you did in the morning as opposed to things you did in the afternoon?
In the afternoon, I think we played the quieter games.
Like what?
Like for instance, in the morning when you're less tired, we'd play like the one with the wolf. You know, you have to run. Mm-hmm. If you get out of line, then it means you have to run. Mm-hmm. In the afternoon, you play like the ring games, uh-huh. where you could just stand around. There isn't that much activity. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as you just stand in line, you clap or whatever a thing is, and you sing along. Goodness, I wish Angie was here. She could remind me some of these. I have to think for a minute. What else have I taught you guys?
You only taught me Jingle Bell.
Because I try to teach them some of the games we grew up with.
Mm-hmm. What did your mom teach you, Georgette? You remember?
Can you think of any real game that I taught you guys?
Patrick.
Did you tell her about the one on...
Bingo.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Bingo.
Yeah, we play bingo. I drew a complete blank for a minute here. I drew a complete blank. Games. That's taking me way back, you know. That is taking me way
what
back for them.
When was your birthday?
54. Mm-hmm. That's taking me. It's not so much, we skip. Did a lot of jump rope.
Did you jump rope? Could you tell me some of your jump rope rhymes? You like jump rope rhymes too? What kinds of jump rope rhymes do you know?
I want to go like this.
No, some of the jump ropes rhymes, you know, like Cinderella dressed in yellow, went downtown.
I know some of those.
We used to play,
Kathy knows a lot more.
I know some too.
That's what I'm thinking of. You'd have... Got a letter in the mail. Someone pick it up and never give it up. It is not. It is not. I remember we did that too. That was the jump. You're jumping rope, okay? And you have a piece of paper, whatever we are using as our letter, and you're jumping. And somebody say, "You got a letter in the mail," okay? And you put the thing on the floor and you go, "Someone pick it up." So you have to bend down and pick it up without throwing the rope off. Mm-hmm. And there you go, it is nine. We used to play Room for Rent.
What's that?
That's another jump rope game. You go, "Room for rent, apply within. When I run out, then you run in." So you're in jumping and you go, "Room for rent, apply within. When I run out and I run out, then somebody else runs in. Then you run in. And somebody runs right in." I was comparing the other day Double Dutch. I was telling these kids that it wasn't what we did, wasn't as fancy as Double Dutch, but it was a form of, because we used, I don't remember what the rhyme was that we did along with it, but we used to pass through, the two of us would pass through the ropes, and I'm sure one of the things we did, I can remember, because that was one of my favorite things, was jumping rope. And we used to go like, one person's at that end of the rope, and you're at this end of the rope, and we used to go like, you'd pass like this. And you have to keep passing.
You run over and
it's like
a hop, skip, and a jump, and you turn around.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But you have to keep, you know, it's the same thing. You cannot miss.
Yeah.
But the thing is, with ours, like with the Double Dutch, you know, they put the ropes up and you do all this fancy stuff. We just kept the rope going.
Kathy, are they jumping rope a lot around here?
You guys used to go to Double Dutch.
Done, yeah, did she's it? In girls' school, she does that stuff.
Yeah, they take double dutch.
In the schools, they still doing it? The kids still... No?
No.
No jump roping on the playground, really?
Jump rope. Sometimes, like, we have contests and stuff like you can jump the longest, not really any double dutch.
But there's no jumping rope on the playground before you go into school, or...?
Nope.
As a matter of fact, I used to see more kids jumping ropes up north, like...
In New York?
Yes, in New York.
That's what I was thinking about.
Yes, like, you know, after school, you know, kids are... These kids don't.
In Philly, what you end up seeing are...
What do you do at recess?
Every day, like in the class last year, every day we'd go out and, like, play kickball, play football, stuff like that.
For recess?
Huh? Yeah.
You mean your recess was that organized?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything that I talked to him about what they do in school, and everything they do seemed to be organized, unlike ours. Sat around. If you wanted to sit around and not do anything, you sat around and do anything. If you wanted to play games with a group, you played. You know, but these kids, everything they do is organized for recess. I mean, recess is your free time.
Yeah.
You know.
And we have recess in school, like, when you finish your work, you can, like, they have games and stuff in the rooms where you can play.
But no, we're talking about outside games. Mm-hmm. What do you do on your own? Because the boys used to play soccer. Because that's our national sport. Right. And the kids, even if they didn't have a ball, they'd kick cans.
Right.
You know, tin cans. You know, whatever they could come up with that they could kick around. The boys would kick cans and stuff. And girls would do jump rope. Game, you know, ring games, stuff like that. We had our chance for all our games and our hopscotch and stuff like that, but I can't really remember some of the chants.
Did you have, like, just singing games? Like, when I was young, I had no chance about me,
We had, yeah, we did have singing games, like, and a free period in school.
Yeah.
You'd get around and we would do singing games.
Like what? Hey, anytime I get you to think of something, I'm going to say, like what?
Let me think. There's one of these kids, I don't remember the name we used to call it, where you would hide a thing behind you, like a ball.
Keep away?
I don't know.
Are you talking about, like, where they close their eyes or something and everybody passes something behind their back and then everybody puts their hands behind their back and something like where you have to guess where...
You have to guess who has it.
Right.
Never heard of that?
Who's got the button?
Bar ball or whatever.
Button. Who's got the button?
I know we used to play... I know one thing we used to play is how green you are.
Oh, yeah.
How green you are.
Where would you play that and when?
Like if you're sitting around, like some of our classroom, like rainy day, you know, you're sitting in classroom games. It's the same. It's the same basic rule. Somebody has something hidden behind them, and everybody's sitting. You're in the middle, and everybody, you know, and everybody's sitting facing you. They're sitting in a circle, so they face you, and everybody has their hand behind them, and somebody has whatever the object is you're playing with. And you'd think, and they'd try to find who has it. And if they get to you, if they're far away, like you are, if I have it over here and they're over on that side, and everybody sings loud, how green you are, how green you are. And the closer you get, you'd sing lower and softer and softer and softer.
I thought you get louder when you get closer.
Listen, is that how you play?
I don't know. It's like that.
Yeah, I'm feeling. No, when you're, you know, when you're far away, you sing loud, so you can know.
So if I have something I've got something behind my back.
Okay.
You start guessing what it is. Whatever,
we don't guess what it is.
What do you do?
We all know what the object is. Let's say it's a ball. Everybody knows it's a ball. All you have to do is find the person that has the object.
Oh, I see. So I point at you and then everybody go, how green you are.
You have to walk around.
You have to walk around?
You have to walk around until you get to the right person.
Oh,
so if you're far away,
yeah.
We sing loud, oh, you're so far away, you're so far away.
How green you are, how far away you are from being
Yeah, and then when you get close, you go, how green you are. And we're singing softer and softer. You know you're getting closer and closer. And sometimes, to make it really interesting, we'll pass it. The person who has it will pass it. And that'll make it a little more difficult for you to find.
That's not fair, but that's the way it goes, isn't it?
It'd be too easy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Because we're already giving you a clue. Hey, we're singing softly. You know, you're right there.
So you do things like that on rainy days. What are the... Rainy days?
Yeah. There's one we used to sing. I don't know if I can think of that one. That's a very interesting one. I can think of it. Because I used to play, goodness, I was about 9 or 10 and we used to play that. Something we sang. But it was done almost like a... almost like a skit, really, where each person, you know, played a part. It was a song, I do remember that. Oh, I can't think for a minute. We used to, I don't remember how we played this, but something about somebody would come up, like one person is supposed to be a cook, you know, cook in the kitchen, and somebody come up and say, cookie, 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 you know, see nobody pass it. And she'd say, no, my love, and you go, Tuama dumpling gone, and she'd say, no, tell me, sir. You go, Tuama dumpling gone. That's she's cooking dumplings.
Dumplings.
Right? And, you know, you come up and it's like, you'd go, it's one of those things you have to really put the action into it, and you go, cookie, 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 you know, see nobody pass, and she said, no, my love. And you go, Tuama dumpling gone. She go, tell me
so. Two
of my dumplings gone. Right. And it's like somebody, it's like two cooks, you know, and somebody stole two dumplings out of her pot, and she's asking, didn't you see anybody pass? And you say, no, and she said, you know, somebody took her dumplings. We spread that. I can't remember what goes along with that. Hold on a sec. Put your tape on. Off. Let me.
Game. What game was this?
There's a black girl in the ring. And
a black girl in the room?
In the ring.
In the ring.
In the ring.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. And there's a black girl in the ring. Tra la 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 la. There's a black girl in the ring. Tra la 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 la. There's a black girl in the ring. Tra la 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 la. And she likes sugar, and I like plum. And then she's still in the ring, and she just goes around. All she does, you know, you have your ring, and all she does is she just keeps going around. It's a black girl in the ring, and she just keeps going around. And you get a part like, and then she's like, let me show you my motion. And she'd go, let me show you my motion. And she'd do it.
She'd move her hips or
anything. Yeah, and then everybody would have to follow whatever she does. Everybody would have to, you know, go along with it. She's show you my motion.
That's really interesting because one of the Philadelphia folk artists in the schools program was called Show Me Emotion.
Well, this one you did that, and then you'd say, let us stand and take a partner, you know, and then she'd pick somebody out of the ring, and then they'd go around, and you'd have to skip around the ring with your partner. And then, you know, whoever she chooses at the end, after she does everything else, then she'd have to go. That was one thing. I did a thing for the Girl Scouts, for Jankuna.
Mm-hmm.
And Jankuna.
What's that?
It's like a celebration of the end of the harvest time.
When is that? When's that?
It's usually, now the only time you really see it, well, when I was growing up, it's usually at independence time. It becomes part of the whole independence celebration. That's August, independence in Jamaica is August the 6th, or the first Monday in August. And you do that, and it's where people dress up in different costumes to depict.
How do you spell it?
It's... J-O-N-K-A-N-O-O, Jankanoo, right. And he did that, and I did some of the things I did for some of the games we played. But we didn't cover too many school games. We covered just things in general, like we did limbo. And the one we think, the one thing that came to mind as I'm telling you this is... Oh, one, you were asking me about things we would sing about, and it's one was like the one about Chichi Bird, and okay. it was a Chichi Bird. It's a bird, and it's everybody would just come in and say a different part. Like it'd go Chichi Bird, oh, some of them are holla, some are ball, and you go somebody would come in and say some are peacock. Some of them are hollow, some are bald, and you'd call out different birds.
Some of them are hollow, some are... I'm sorry, yeah.
It means some of them, it just means some. They're crying. Some of them are hollow.
Some of them are hollering, some of them are bawling. Got it. Okay.
Right. And they would just call out different birds. Some are cling-cling, some of them are hollow, some are bald, some are... Bald pleat, that's one of the birds they call back home. Some of them are holler, some are ball. Somebody go, some are doctor birds, some of them are holler. But you just call out different birds as you go, as you can think of each bird. And you go to.
Well, they'd be all birds in the environment, too, mm-hmm, right? All right. The birds around you.
Yeah. So the game's not restricted to any particular era. If you're in one era, you can think of birds.
What kinds of birds would you name around here?
What kind of birds are around here?
He's the one always trying to catch.
Cardinal, mockingbird.
Okay, how would you do that?
Sparrow. Some are sparrow, some are never holla, some are birds, some are cardinals. Something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you just kind of throw them in as you go.
Hmm.
There was one we used to do about...
Did you do that? Did the kids do that up here?
I don't think... A lot of these games... It's funny, when I come up with games... Every once in a while, you know, I'm just sitting around and, like, I'll come up with something, like a game like these kids like Zim Zim Zay. It's just something I'll come up with, and I say, oh, you guys don't do anything. You know, we used to come up with these games. And right away, they're interested because they never heard of some of these things. And like Patrick, he's in school and everything is so organized. So for, you know, me to tell him these things that we come up with, he's really fascinated, you know. The things they do, like, they play marbles, and the boys used to play marbles in my time.
What kinds of things, like, do you play hopscotch and stuff like that? Did you play Scully or any of those games? That's a New York game, that's what it's like a bottle cap game.
The only thing that I know, the boys used to play, and that was, like, high school, they used to play money football.
Yeah.
On the desk.
Yeah, right. But, you know, I'm thinking elementary school.
No. Elementary school, there's one song my mother was just singing for me, other than There's a Black Girl in the Ring. Oh, it escapes my mind now what she said. Jane and Louisa.
What's that?
Isn't something you used to sing? There you go. Jane and Louisa will soon come home. That's one of the English things we used to get. Soon come home. Soon come home. Jane and Louisa will soon come home. Out of the beautiful garden. And it's, Jane, will you allow me to walk with you, just to walk? That's the one I was trying to think of, where we did like in a skit, you know, you have to go up and you get the person, uh-huh. You walk them by there, just to talk with, and you know, and you sing along. Jane, will you allow me to pick a rose? You know, things like that. But that was one of the more real English games,
yeah.
Away from the pathways.
That'd be interesting.
Georgia, she's in kindergarten, you know, and the kids are, you know, they do jump rope, different and things they say. And she just picks it up by listening.
And that's what you did too.
Yeah, we just pick it up by listening or by participating. You know.
Yeah.
And you know, that's how we learn a lot of our stuff. And you're around it every day. And you know, it's like when we played our form of baseball. And that's what we call it, was baseball.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's called cricket.
No, you're talking, cricket's a whole different game. The baseball is what we play with our hand.
Oh, the baseball you play with
that's
hand.
What
right.
We call it,
yeah.
It was baseball.
You call it baseball, right. You know?
Yeah. No, cricket, no.
Cricket, different stuff.
Yeah. The kids play a little bit of cricket in school, but cricket's so, it's a harder game to play.
Oh, yeah.
When, you know, just on a recess thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you have to set up the wickets and all of
right.
That stuff.
Yeah, God.
You know, but.
But soccer, like you said. You
yeah.
Played that in elementary school, too. Boys,
yeah.
Girls play it, too?
No.
No.
Surprisingly, I come over here and I see, like, my son plays soccer, you know, and I see a lot of girls are on his team. Girls never play. I don't even think even now the girls play.
Wow.
You know, it was something the boys did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We were segregated. Let's come down.
Where
they
did
all
they,
get
where did
to.
They come from?
Oh, they all live around here. My sister lives at 26, and she has three girls.
Oh, I see. So the classes, yeah, everything was segregated, as you say, and you learn things. What kinds of games would you learn from your schoolmates as opposed to what kinds of games would you learn from your sister? Any difference?
No.
Ooh, be careful.
Guys! I went to the same elementary schools, basically.
Uh-huh.
So we played the same games as we would in school, except you played when you don't have as many people. At school, you have tons of kids, you know, at home.
How many kids went to your school?
Oh, geez, loads. I could tell you offhand figures were, but I know our classes were like 25, 30 students per class.
Mm-hmm.
And an average class.
The Kingston's a large.
Well, I didn't go to elementary school in Kingston.
You went to Montego Bay?
I went to elementary school in Montego Bay, between Montego Bay and Hanover.
Okay.
But, because when I went to Kingston, I started what they call senior school at the time. It's where, like, for us to get to high school, the system's different. Here, you go to high school automatically. There, it's different. You have to pass an exam to get into high school. So you find that, you know, if you couldn't pass the exam to get into high school, you would go to what they call a senior school. Be careful. Leave it alone, Patrick. You would go to a senior school. It's a school where you go until you are 15, 16, then you could go on to vocational school. But, so that's when I went to Kingston. But in Montego Bay, I went to elementary school.
Mm-hmm. Now, when did you move from Montego Bay to Kingston?
When I was 11.
Yeah. I've been in Jamaica once.
All of the superstitions here. At the time, even now, I have to laugh.
Really?
Because my mother uses a lot. My mother is from the old school.
Mm-hmm.
You know. She grew up with all the superstitions and all this, and she still uses them. And even my sisters,
like
my
what?
Older sisters do it too.
There were six in your family. How many older, how many younger?
I'm the youngest.
Okay.
I'm the youngest. And they, you know, some of my older sisters, like a couple of my older sisters, they kind of just go along with the superstitions, you know, things that my mother, I was kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't believe in a lot of this stuff, like, some of the old ones were like, you shouldn't throw water out the back door at night.
Why?
Because the ghost passing, and you might throw the water on
the
them.
Ghost and dissolve the ghost?
No, they might throw it back at you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that is one of the old ones. The things for like walking under the ladder and stuff like
yeah.
that, those are the ones that I have really heard more of since I've been here.
Yeah.
As I grew up with, like, if you go into a room, some room or something. Some of them are so vague to me. You're like, you have to spin around 3 times, things like that. Or you have to throw salt behind you over your shoulder. Weird things like that. I used to laugh at them, really.
Were there any that you believed?
As a kid, I think I did. Because, I mean, heaven forbid I should ever throw water the back door at night, something like that, you know. As I got older, I realized they were just nonsense. Mm-hmm. And I didn't believe in them. And I still have, you know, I still know of people who still believe in a lot of those things. Mm-hmm. And they'll still tell me these things. Yeah. Like, if I do certain things, they'll, you know, they'll say, I can't think of any offhand that they tell you. That was the one that came to mind about throwing the water out the back door. But some of them are so, you know, people actually still believe those things. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I was really influenced by that. Mm-hmm. But then I said I was different. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like my husband now, he grew up in Kingston his whole life. Mm-hmm. He's been in Kingston. And the things that I grew up with around heard a lot of things he never grew up with. Even like some of the sayings.
It's like what?
For instance, my neighbor over here, he said to me the other day, I was teasing him about something, and he said, "Kirote." And I cannot for the life of me tell you what that means.
Clear out?
Clear out. It's just,
clear out.
It's not clear out. It doesn't mean clear out. It's something like, go away, leave me alone, kind of thing.
Clear out. Get away, get away.
It's not.
But it doesn't have the impact.
No.
It has more impact than clear out.
It's like a curse word. It's
okay.
Not really. It's not like clear out, because when you say to somebody clear out, you're trying to tell them to get away from you, and that's not really what I'm thinking it means. It's like, I can't even think of a term here that would even.
Now that's a term used in Kingston.
No, that's a term used in the country.
In this country?
No, in the rural areas of Jamaica, not in Montego Bay, because my mother used to use it, and he's like from in the middle of the island. And my husband had never heard of that. He had never heard of the term. It's like, go about your business, kind of saying. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. You know, kind of thing. That's get understand. A lot of the patois terminologies. A lot of them you can't really put them into English.
There's Newfoundland ones that are like that too. I know. You know, if you say something, some good. What does that mean?
Some, yeah.
Everybody in Newfoundland's called bye. But it's B'. And everybody's got a different way of saying it. And they'll tilt their heads a different way.
Yeah.
When they say it. You
know? Yeah.
But and there's a great story.
English meanings.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't really, you know.
Well, what other kinds of sayings did you use as kids? Did you?
Everything we basically used was just patois, and it just came so naturally that every once in a while, now I hear somebody use a phrase, and I laugh.
Really?
Because it's something I haven't heard in a long time. I'm trying to think of. My girlfriend used one the other day, but I couldn't tell you that. It's funny because she made the girl so laugh so hard for what she did. Goodness, I can't think of one offhand. If you can turn it, I'll tell you the one.